Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, happy October, one and all. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. I am so excited to talk about this event that I happen to have had the pleasure of networking with this incredible lady throughout Indian River County, Coffee with the Mayors. In fact, I think you might have won a White Glove Moving and Storage prize bag at one of those.
Yes, I did. Quite a surprise.
Right? And then most recently at a social tea luncheon that's both for guys and gals, and the Vero Beach Christian Business Association, I think maybe too. And so it's interesting how, and all these times we've been able to briefly interact, that finally on this last time I got to learn so much more about what the organization does. And so for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm so excited to introduce you to Michelle Dale. She is the president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. And in just a few short weeks, they will be unveiling their third annual walkathon, which though the reason we need to come together is sad, military suicide awareness, it's important that we have the opportunity to do that and that it's under such good leadership. Michelle, can you share with our listeners how you got involved with this organization?
Hey, the way I got involved with the organization, I believe you're talking about the walkathon. Am I correct in assuming that?
Well, the Gold Star Mothers.
The Gold Star Mothers. Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm involved with the Gold Star Mothers is because I lost my son in Afghanistan in 2010. And I joined the American Gold Star Mothers National.
Okay.
And I'm a member there. And I'm also a vice president, or I'm sorry, the first vice president in the State Department of Gold Star Mothers. And here in Indian River County, I found it and am president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. I got involved with it because I felt a need to do something other than keep hiding in my sorrow from losing my son. This was a way to move out of that to help the veterans. The walkathon, I spearheaded that simply because there's a need. We're losing 22 veterans a day to suicide, and one suicide is a tragedy. 22 is unacceptable. And let's say it this way. I can't not do it because when you lose someone, it's like I lost my son. I found out about that. I was told about that. I was forewarned before he ever came home. There are moms out there. There are wives out there whose babies came home. And they got to hug them again, they got to love them again, but then they started to suffer from the trauma of war, right. Sought help, couldn't get the help that they needed, and they died by suicide. And in my mind, I can't even imagine how that feels. The loss is bad enough, but to have them back home and then lose them. Again. Yeah. And so I just have to do this.
Such passion and determination. I can so feel it exuding off of you. So 22 a day is unacceptable, and I couldn't agree more. And that is sort of like the mission statement on this flyer. For those of you who aren't able to see it, it will be posted to our website at thetreasurecoastinsider.us. And we'll have links for all of the information on how folks can get involved. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about Sunday, November 7th. It's just a few days before Veterans Day, so the timing is really perfect in bringing this awareness about. It starts at 9 a.m. Registration's at 9 a.m. that Sunday.
Yes, it is. We decided this year to go ahead and have our walkathon on the on the island, including the island at Riverside Park. Our first walkathon 3 years ago was actually, it was kind of by the seat of our pants. And okay. we had it at Walking Tree Brewery only because we started too late to try to figure something out. And a gal by the name of Kim Palazzolo, who is the wife of a Next Generation veteran, and I spearheaded it. It was like grassroots, and it turned out well. And we thought last year we would move to Riverside Park, and plans were in the making, and then COVID hit.
Right.
That didn't happen, but last year we did it virtually. And ironically, we happened to raise more money last year by having this done virtually than we did the year before. So this year we're hoping that we can exceed that goal and strive for a higher amount so we can donate to the Dogs for Life, Next Generation Veterans, and Mental Health Association, which probably sounds like a strange combination, but it has to be understood that Dogs for Life trains service animals, and they train veterans to help other veterans. They also have were included, Dogs for Life and Next Generation Veterans and the Gold Star Mothers, in striving to help our veterans who are struggling.
Right.
And the program began there, and Mental Health Association is part of us now, and they are also doing programs there to help our veterans. And it's just a good four-prong fit for all of us, and they're working. Our sessions are working, which is wonderful.
That makes a big difference, and I know that you actually are able to utilize the space from the Dogs for Life to help with some of the classes and meetings,
yes.
right?
Yes. We have two sessions at Dogs for Life right now. The first, the startup session with male and female, and it's called the Veterans the PTSD Veterans Support and Recovery Group. The other one that we just started maybe about 2 months ago is for females only. And it's a support group for female veterans and first responders. But what's happening with our sessions at Dogs for Life is they are growing so, in light of what happened in Afghanistan last month, that the classes are getting so full that we're anticipating starting a second session at Dogs for Life for both male and female. Mental Health Association also has sessions on at their drop-in center, and they also are to help our veterans struggling with PTSD. And what's wonderful about them, and that a lot of people don't understand or may not even comprehend, these sessions are all facilitated by licensed veteran therapists. And that's so important to a veteran who has a problem, because they can't come and talk to somebody like you or me, or even a therapist that doesn't understand what they lived.
It's not that relatability.
Not at all. And with the veteran therapist there, the facilitator, they have somebody who knows their trauma, and they can understand and they can relate. And the relationship with mental health in this is such that it keeps the process going, because our veterans can go to either session at Dogs for Life or MHA, and you can talk all the time. You can come week after week. And at Dogs for Life, we have the capability of letting them have a certain amount of sessions one-on-one with the therapist if they need that. But with joining with mental health, that will continue, because if once they exceed what we can afford to give them, mental health will pick it up and keep them going for free.
That is a nice progression.
Yeah. So it's a win-win every way.
That's incredible. And so on Sunday, November 7th, which of course at this point we're still about a month out, there's opportunities for sponsorship. There's opportunities to get involved by forming a team and walking. You can come by yourself. You can bring a group. Let's explore this a little bit. So it's a 2.2-mile walk. There's going to be a veteran resource expo. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be a DJ. Mm-hmm. So even though it has an underlying somberness to it for awareness of something that we want to be able to help support and provide these classes so that people don't feel like they're internally suffering, where they have an opportunity to talk and relinquish some of those fears and frustrations after having been in war. There is going to be the opportunity for this fellowship, a little bit with the music and good food. I always say that that's really all you need to have a good time, good food and good music, and it really helps to break the ice a little bit. So if folks are interested in getting involved, there's a variety of sponsorship levels. But what does the day itself look like?
The day that we have planned is 9 o'clock registration, and that would be for anybody who did not register online, and for those who did, to pick up their bags, their shirts and things. And that would start at 9. Hopefully we're finished by 10. And at 10 o'clock, because this is military oriented, we are going to have the Color Guard present. The next generation veterans will be there with the Color Guard.
They always do an excellent job with that presentation.
Yes, they do. And we are going to say a prayer, because we have to offer thanks to God and ask Him to bless us. And we'll have somebody sing the national anthem. And then there'll be a few opening remarks, and we will start at the Grand Pavilion at Riverside Park. It will proceed, and we will include Veterans Memorial Island Sanctuary, which is something that we feel should be part of it.
Oh, for sure.
And we will come out and turn basically around the new Words from War monument, so those who have not seen that will be able to see it. We'll progress through Riverside Under the Oaks.
Okay.
And then come back across where we'll end exactly at the pavilion. Where we start, we will end. And this is a walk. It's a simple 2.2 walk. There's no running. It's a walk. Do it at the leisure when we're on the island. I'm hoping to have veterans in place at the different monuments for people who want to talk. They can talk about it. We will point out our Gold Star Grove on the island, which is something I'm sure there are many people who don't know what that is. And we can answer questions about that. And once we get back to the pavilion, we will have closing ceremonies. And then we'll have, after everything is over, we will have the DJ, of course. And we'll have our Veterans Resource Center, where there's hopefully businesses, 501c3s, who can give some further help to our veterans. Maybe there's something in a yoga or aromatherapy or whatever that could be of interest to any of the veterans, and they will be there.
Interesting. Okay, now where does one go to register, and what is the cost to just register versus taking up some sponsorship opportunities, which really have, I mean, for as low as $100, you can get exposure for this event?
Yes. Where you have to go is to our website. It's IRCGoldStarMoms.org, and everything is on there to register, to sponsor. Or if you want to sponsor and not go through the website, you can mail it to me at my address, which is also at the website. All of that is there.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just want you to come. We want you to be part of it. And $35 to register for the walk. And you will get a T-shirt, the first 250. Prayerfully, we get more people than that. But, you know, we'll start small and we'll grow big.
I think that
exactly.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
And your heart is certainly in the right place. And, you know, a resource that we always enjoy here on this program is treasurecoast.com. They are a media partner of ours. They help to promote the radio show weekly, in addition to the three ladies-only networking luncheons that I host. And it's entirely free at treasurecoast.com. We hope to have you post this event, and that our listeners will go there for a number of other events. A lot of great charity work is best done through events. That's how they raise the funds for them through the year. And so it's an excellent resource, treasurecoast.com, to peruse the calendar. It's free to upload anything for your charity or for your venue if you're going to have live music. They really make this an easy tool for residents and guests alike to know where they can go partake and support in some fun and some fellowship, and I think that that's really important. They also have a number of other resources, from gift giving guides to hurricane preparedness and more. That's treasurecoast.com. So hopefully you'll be able to see this third annual walkathon for military suicide awareness, which again is set for Sunday, November 7th of 2021. And it's going to start and end right there at the Grand Pavilion in Riverside Park, which is a beautiful location. And I'm so thrilled that we're going to be able to take the course up through the Memorial Island. It's such an incredible space that we have, and not every community has something like that. So we're exactly. very fortunate. Do you even know how big is that gorgeous flag? That has to be one of the largest flags I have ever seen. And it always just takes my breath away when I see it flying in all of its glory. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the third annual walkathon. You can check it out. You can get involved, be a walker, form a team, sponsor at IRCGoldStarMoms.org. And we're chatting it up with Michelle Dale. She's our president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ahoy, mates! The Treasure Coast Marine Flea Market and Boat Sale returns to the Indian River Fairgrounds in Vero Beach this Saturday and Sunday. Boat owners, fishermen, divers, this is a bargain hunter's dream come true. Tackle, rods, reels, nautical decor, used boats, and other marine items will be at unbelievably low prices. Sell your boat, enjoy fresh cooked seafood, save big on marine items. For discount tickets and vendor info, go to flnauticalfleamarket.com. That's flnauticalfleamarket.com.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. It's October. Fall is in the air. You are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout this beautiful region that we get to call home. Special shout out to our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa, the largest salon throughout the Treasure Coast, right on Old Dixie in Indian River County. They have stylists of assorted expertise. They can provide you evening and weekend hours. they can provide you a stylist for your curly hair, for your straight hair, for your short hair, for your long hair. Guys, gals, they have massage artists and so much more. True Colors Salon and Spa with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you try something new, you don't love it, they'll come back and they'll tweak it. I mean, it just is pretty amazing. And I personally am just always impressed by the entire team and their generosity. Special thank you to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They now have offices in Melbourne, St. Lucie, and Vero Beach. It's always a complimentary consultation. They never sell their loan, and they use local appraisers. So you know the value of your home is being appraised accurately. It's not in comparison to another region in the state that does not then make it apples to apples. And that's very important. It's also important that you're pre-approved before you go out looking for a home when the market is hot, hot, hot. And Caliber Home Loans can help you with that. Special thank you also to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero, and now off Seaway Drive in South Hutchinson Island in Fort Pierce. Incredibly talented nail artists. If you vision it, they can execute it. You're going to love it. And if you're anything like me, where I just went, look at, I got some fall foxified nails.
Ooh, very pretty.
Thank you. It's a wonderful pampering session, and you never know who you're going to run into at Foxy's. It's always busy. It's always good. And they give you complimentary drink and all. And of course, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. If you know of anyone moving, whether it's across the street, state, or country, White Glove Moving and Storage would love the opportunity to give those people that you know an opportunity for a pleasurable, cost-effective move. As an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we can bring them into and out of Florida. But more importantly, we love giving back to the community, and we hope to keep earning those referrals for years to come. And we love to support events like Sunday, November 7th, the third annual walkathon for military suicide awareness, 22 a day. Michelle Dale's here in the studio. She is the president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. This is your third annual walkathon. Last year it was all virtual. Now we're back in person.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And there's the opportunity for folks to get involved. You can be a vendor. You can be a sponsor. You can be a walker. You can come individually. You can form a team. It's going to be a great opportunity for camaraderie and awareness.
Exactly. And all the everything's being run by veterans. Even our DJ is a veteran.
He's
one of the next generation veterans. He is, and they're so helpful. And our first encounter was with the Next Gen and Gold Stars. As I said, the wife of one of the next generation veterans helped me tremendously on the first one. And it was a first experience for both of us. It was quite amazing. We learned a lot. And we thought last year we were going to have like easy, little bit easy riding because we had done it once. And then when COVID happened, we said, oh boy, what do we do now?
Curveball. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we did it virtually. And now we're trying to use our expertise, if you want to call it, to make this third annual walkathon even better than the first two.
And I know we only have about a minute left, Michelle, but I do want to just reiterate to our listeners that the proceeds from this event are going to go to benefit the PTSD programming that is happening at Dogs for Life in conjunction with Next Gen Vets and the Mental Health Association.
That is correct. Yes.
And so now there's several classes each month, guys and gals, gals only, all of those options are available. But in doing this, they're able to come out of those dark shadows.
Yes.
And we can hopefully prevent 22 a day, which is unacceptable.
And that's the whole purpose of it. Every penny that once our bills are paid, it goes right into these programs. And I see it working. We all see it working. And I keep in close contact with the Next Gen, who are heavily involved in this. And they keep me up to date on what's happening. And Dogs for Life, I'm part of that team there. I'm the vice president on Dogs for Life, so I'm always talking with Shelley Ferger and the crew there. And I'm close also with Mental Health Association and who is involved there.
Well, this has to be very rewarding to see the efforts pay off. $35 a person. It's a 2.2-mile long walk. There's going to be food trucks and DJ. Save the date, Sunday, November 7th. One more time with the website.
IRCGoldStarMoms.org.
Thank you, Michelle Dale.
Thank you.
Until next week, folks. Cheers.